Well, government control and investment bubbles. Today, we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, if you got a question for me, I've got an answer for you. Just go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. Once you get to the website, there's a couple of resources there for you. The first one is just the email, the Ask Bob. You're used to that. We've been talking about that for decades, and so many emails have come through that through the years. And that's a great way to get some help, to get the simple answers. Now, let's say that you don't have a simple situation. Sometimes there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things to consider. Be a little bit more than an email could handle. Go to my calendar on the website. It'll be right there. And reserve a spot for us to have a phone call. That way I can help you in a little bit more detailed manner. But all of that, there's no cost, no obligation. It's just our way to offer resources and give you some help in an environment where there's just really not very many resources for investors or consumers, and we want to be that for you. So go check it out, prudentmoney.com, and if we can be of help, send in an email. Well, there's a lot of things I really want to talk about, but there's a couple of things in specific that I want to talk about. And it's probably the things that, you know, we discuss. What do you keep on your radar? What do you keep an eye on? What spells risk? What is it that people just aren't seeing? And risking their hard-earned retirement money day to day. It comes down to government control and investment bubbles. Now, I get a lot of emails, a lot of comments, a lot of worried listeners talking about the dollar crashing, talking about various forms of government control over situations, social scoring. I mean, you could go on and on and on and on. And the one thing that I've always said, and I think that you've got to use this as a barometer, is that these things could happen. In fact, there's quite a few. It's a long list of things that could happen that create fear. And there, I always say, you know, associate a probability with these things happening. Like, for instance, if you ask me, the probability of a dollar crash, and we've gone over this many times, so I'm not going to rehash it, but the probability of it happening is very low, in my opinion, today in this environment and what we're seeing. I think it's very low. So what we're watching for is a buildup of government control. It's where the government steps in and takes control of the free market and changes it to not so much the free market anymore, and is controlling elements of a process that was allowed to be free and to go forward without the intervention of the government. Hope that makes sense. The theory is that we can't see some of these things that we're concerned about. I don't think we can, that they'll appear or they'll happen until we get a lot of government control in other areas happening. Because what it comes down to is that you've got to get an entire population to be comfortable. I know this sounds crazy. Follow me anyway. To be comfortable with an aspect of government control in their life. And granted, if you really took a couple steps back and looked at everything, there is a lot of government control. at this point, but I'm talking about the more drastic type of government control that people seem to be worried about happening today. And this kind of comes in cycles. Last year, you didn't see as much of this. This year, I think with everything that's happening with the elections and all this, the speculation and the stories that they're circulating, and it builds up fear, it builds up concern. And I think we'll see a lot of that as we go forward, because once again, I know that people think you might think I'm crazy for thinking this. I just think that the election is going to look drastically different than what we think it's going to look like today, for many reasons. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I think it's going to look drastically different, ushering in even more speculation and conspiracy theories. I have a friend who always says, I love a good conspiracy theory. Well, you're in the perfect spot to be where we are today, because conspiracy theories are everywhere. And the problem with conspiracy theories is that they sound so real. It's some of those situations where you look at it and go, yep, that could happen. And yep, that's in place. And I believe that that's happening. Oh my gosh, this could happen. I want to say it again, that we have to be in an environment where the population, the majority of the population, we'll say, is okay with increased government control. Now, that's the way it is in a lot of countries. And I just don't think that we see that kind of environment for a very long time. Now, when you say government control, you could be talking about various forms of socialism, the government stepping in into situations when they don't normally do so. When they were back in 2008, really is when all this drastically started. I mean, the big shows of government control, when they basically bailed out, they did a pick and choose of what companies that they were going to bail out during the financial crisis. But it's the small acts of government control that start to add up and start to take us on a different path. And we get off of the right path where the way it used to be. Now, let's not kid ourselves. As long as politicians are involved, there is some sense of government control, and they want the government control. It's my own opinion, but I do believe that's the case. The question is what is happening to the real estate industry, potentially a step off of the right path? And this is something that, I watched the news pretty closely, and I glimpsed over some of these articles a little bit, but it wasn't until, a lot of times it's the weekend that I get caught up on my reading. And I was reading about these lawsuits against the National Association of Realtors and how they are going to drastically force how realtors get paid, and the changes in that model that they've been following for years. Now, of course, I spent an enormous amount of time studying article after article, because I the way that it came across to me is that pop culture finance, the financial media, wasn't really communicating the true essence of this, the story. But if I can globally explain it to you, it's just like with anything else, there's a fee and there's a system in place. And that fee, where realtors are making that amount of money off of commissions, is being taken advantage of by a percentage of realtors who are bad actors. Now, you've got that in every single industry. You always have that. And it's a situation where, especially, and here we're going to tie in investment bubbles, which I believe real estate is in, or if not in, but I hope it's not this is the case, that we're at the very beginning of one. But I do believe that, and I say that because it has certain elements of a investment bubble, which we'll get to in a minute, because I think it plays a very important part. But the bottom line is, the government didn't at this point come in and take control of the situation to fix it. The National Association of Realtors, and this is this is somewhat of a good thing, obviously, they're promoting price transparency, is basically what's happening. And that can always be a good thing. I just think that people need to really understand. I was talking to Kara Lee Gurney, who comes on the program. She's a realtor, and she's going to be on Wednesday to talk about what all this means and break it down for us. And in fact, she said, you know, there's really only two major changes. One change, she goes, has been there the entire time, and that's the ability to negotiate commissions. She said that's always been the case. And the second thing is a good thing, and it will take some adapting to get to, but still, she said, they're not most realtors are following the ethical lines and the process in front of them. And so, but it of course, it gets into the media and it gets very, very concerned. But it does come down to a few bad actors. Then you've got President Biden, who just can't help himself, and what he had to say, which we'll start with that on the other side of the break. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. We are up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. So let me ask you a question. Do you know your numbers? Now, which numbers are those? They are your retirement numbers. That set of numbers is the single most important planning numbers you can know. Yet the majority of Americans don't even know them. Prudent Money Financial Services, sponsor of the Prudent Money Radio Show, specializes in figuring out those numbers and creating a game plan to make sure you're on the right track. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show weekdays at 3 p.m. on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
Dynamic, practical, life-changing.
There's no point in going to church and not letting the Christ who gave birth to the church on the day of Pentecost change your life.
Join us each day as Pastor Paul Shepherd applies the timeless truth of Scripture to everyday life. It's Destined for Victory on this great station.
Weekday afternoons at 3:30 here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. I was talking about what has happened in the real estate industry. You may not even be aware of it. I can't say that I was as aware of it, but it has very strong implications. And you've got President Biden, of course, who is rolling everything out and making all kinds of promises, as politicians do, so they can get reelected, whether they pull it off or they don't. And of course, nobody cares how much anything costs. But he has a lower housing cost, a plan to lower housing costs for working families, and he's trying to make the homes more affordable. If you look at it, good luck, because there's things that he cannot change, but wishful thinking, and once again, who's going to pay for it? You and I are going to pay for it. And that is definitely, in my opinion, redistribution of wealth, which is an act of socialism. But he had to say that during his speech, he referenced the settlement agreement that the National Association of Realtors recently negotiated in the commission lawsuits, claiming that for the first time that Americans can negotiate lower commissions when they buy or sell their home. He needs to get his facts right. That's not true. That's always been the case. You could those fees have always been negotiable. He says, on a typical home purchase, that alone could save folks an average of $10,000 on the sale of or purchase. I'm calling on realtors to follow through on lower commissions in to protect home buyers. That has got to be one of the most uninformed statements. Well, he makes a lot of them, but that could be one of the most, because it's already a situation where these fees are negotiable. And it makes me wonder, who is it that does keep him informed and briefed? Because that, anyway, I won't go there. And I'm not trying to bring in politics and likes and dislikes. I'm trying to keep this steered towards what we're talking about from an purely a stewardship standpoint and an investment standpoint with your money invested in the stock market that gets affected by all these little acts of government control. Now, so, you know, he's calling on realtors to take the hit. Where do you go with that? It's almost as what he's really saying is that he doesn't believe that the realtor provides an important part of this process. And I would suggest they're worth every single penny they get paid. And there's a long list that I have written down, but I won't go through it all. But they're very worth it. The good ones are. Now, if you've got a realtor that's not doing anything for you, that's not even trying, that's definitely not, that's just kind of on a ride to get listed, to get a house sold and just kind of biding their time, you always have the opportunity to fire somebody and rehire another person, because we are blessed with some great community of realtors in this area. So this is taken, I would say, a couple steps off. It's not government control, but it's government regulation, which I mean, the NAR is the chief regulator of the real estate business. I don't believe there's anybody in Washington that plays that role. So they would be in the situation where they're regulating. So I guess you could call it a little bit of government control. But once again, I don't think these things are so bad, except when it comes to public perception and misunderstanding of how things work. We're going to talk to Carol Lee Gurney about that on Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to that conversation, because she's going to clear the air of what you need to know, what questions you need to be asking. But the markets, at least, are still left to set the price. So I can't imagine. I still think that that realtors are in control of the pricing. We'll see. It definitely could be something that could spiral out of control. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I do appreciate it. You know, I don't think the commissions are creating the problem here. Now, if you're a realtor who's looking, this is what it comes down to. Might as well go ahead and give you a preview of this. The way the multiple listing system is set up, it shows commissions and what a realtor was looking at 10 homes for a buyer. They would look at these 10 homes and it would show each one what kind of commission they can work on it. And the accusation is that if you were looking at 10 different properties, five of them were at a lower commission, then you would take the five and remove them and find five that are priced at a higher commission and show them only the higher commission ones, which ends up probably coming out of the pocket of the buyer. So that's basically the problem that we're looking at, and the problem that this is that they're trying to prevent, which I think you've got to weed that problem out, the bad actors. That's within any business. Very important. So, you know, it's kind of like you're punishing everybody for the actions of a few, is what it really looks like to me. But this is really about supply and demand issues, and housing affordability is, about supply and demand issues and higher interest rates. Probably more like higher interest rates are the bigger problem preventing home buyers from really being able to afford the cost of a house. And, that, of course, is, we can go on and on about, talk about when that potentially resolves itself, who knows. But the real estate markets are in a cycle, and the cycle works for everything. You have a cycle in the economy, you have a cycle in the stock market, and usually those run in tandem. But you go down, then you start to recover, and you go up, and you get to a point where everything's out of control, everybody's making money, it's easy to make money, and then you start to go where it's slipping down on the other side, people are losing money, and then you go through a really bad market, and then prices come back down, and they readjust towards the market. That's the way it's always worked. Maybe this time it's different. Hate to utter those words, but maybe it is different this time. But it seems to me that the biggest question comes down to the real estate markets actually in a bubble or not? I mean, they're at the top of that cycle, been at the top of that cycle for a long time, and that's what a bubble looks like. And, you know, if you look at some of the characteristics of investment bubbles, everybody's making a ton of money. There's the prices on these investments which is real estate in this case, are going to go up and up and up, and nothing's going to get in their way, and nothing's going to stop this. It's going to make me rich, and I'm going to flip this house. You know, I read an interesting article on the reality TV shows where you have these people flipping houses and redoing the houses, and some of these articles I've been reading, these reality stars are losing tons of money because they've gotten caught in the situation where, I mean, it's tough to find houses to flip because of supply and demand. Once again, it's not like it used to be. I mean, when you're finding houses to flip, it's back during the recovery stage of a market. But it'll be very interesting because there are some things about this particular cycle that are very unique. The supply and demand situation is very real, but I do believe that if President Biden would take a step back and lay off of his housing proposals, he might find that the market will self-correct, meaning prices will find an equilibrium down a little bit lower to where people can afford homes at that they need the price to be lower to do so. So worth keeping a look at. And, you know, I got a question the other day, and I thought this was interesting. I had a long talk with a client about Bitcoin. And what did I think about Bitcoin? And, you know, probably going to take an opportunity to talk about this here pretty soon. But I truly do believe that Bitcoin is in a bubble. It's giving classic signs that it's in a bubble. And we'll see, because I guess the question comes down. I don't think this will happen, and I can give many reasons for it. But what it comes down to is, will Bitcoin replace the U.S. dollar? I absolutely think it won't, and the biggest reason why is because when we move off of the current paper money type system that we have today, cash, and go to digital currency, it'll be the digital dollar, more than likely. And the Fed and Washington has full control over that, unlike Bitcoin. But that's for another show, and we'll cover that at some point. But once again, Carol Lee will be on with me on Wednesday to discuss this in full detail. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. You got a question for me? Please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.